I'm Jackie Pia.
I'm Joseph Planta.
And we're two peas in a podcast at thecommentary.ca for Monday, May 16th, 2016.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Did you have a busy weekend?
Oh, super busy weekend. Yeah, I've been doing, there's been renovations going on in my complex, so my house and everything is just a mess right now.
It's a co-op, is that right?
Yeah.
So every unit gets mended or remodeled?
Every single unit, yes. Yeah.
And so where do you put your stuff then?
Well, so right now they're going to start the plumbing first. So right now everything from all of my cupboards in the kitchen and bathroom have all had to be cleared. So I have everything from the kitchen is in boxes in my living room. And everything from the bathroom is in bags and or boxes in my room or in the hallway.
Yeah.
There's a lot of boxes and bags right now in hallways and stairways. It's just a mess. I hate it.
Yeah, that happened to me about 5-6 years ago. A pipe had burst in my office down at home here. And so nothing, thankfully, was damaged other than the flooring, which is laminate flooring.
Good.
And so they decided, they said we can replace the patch that's soaked, or we can replace the whole floor. And so
right.
It was decided that they'd replace the whole floor, so my whole office, all my books and DVDs and papers and files.
Gotta go.
Yeah. And so they stored it off-site. They had to, because there was no other room to put it in, right?
Well, isn't that nice of them?
Some of it went to the garage, that we have.
But the rest, they off-sited it?
Yeah, so...
I wish I had somebody to do that for me.
Oh, yeah, they had like 4 or 5 people here packing things. Like
I did
everything. It all, though, right?
Yeah, I did it all myself. So when I found out about the cupboards and stuff needing to be cleared and everything away from the windows,
mm-hmm.
It was Tuesday. I think it was Tuesday morning I saw it when I left for work. It was Tuesday morning, and I had to have it all cleared by Thursday. So technically, you know, I get home from work Tuesday evening.
You're packing.
And I'm packing, and then I have a bit of Wednesday, and then it had to be, so I didn't have much time, and again, it was just me.
Yeah.
So it was not fun. Everything right now, so like I said, they're starting the plumbing first. In the kitchen, and then I think they're taking out the cupboards, and they're going to be replacing that. So, and the countertops in the kitchen, the flooring will be redone in the living room and as well as upstairs. New carpet, so that'll involve moving the bedrooms around.
Oh, so they don't do it all at once. They do it in rooms so that you can move the stuff from room to room, I guess.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. What have you noticed in terms of what your packing up? I mean, is there stuff that you haven't seen in years?
Oh, yeah. Like, I never thought I could be, like, associate as a hoarder before,
yeah.
But I think I'm totally at that level.
Like, what are you keeping that you should be throwing out?
Just complete shit. Like, ridiculous stuff. I found some of, you know, like, Simone's artwork from things that she didn't even remember. She's like, what is that? No. She's like, Mom, you gotta let that go. Like, just let it go.
Well, at least he decided to let it go, right?
Well, yeah,
we talked about this before.
Right, you know, so that made me feel a lot better because I was, you know, I had a bit of guilt throwing some of them away. But on the same note, she's right. I didn't know that he was even there for the last at least 8 years. So why does it make a difference to me now?
Yeah.
The loads of, tons and tons of Tupperware. That I'm going to have to go through slowly, day by day, and start getting rid of some of that stuff. But
so,
yeah, I had a feeling hoarding a lot of bed sheets. I don't know what that's about. Sheets that I don't even remember buying, and I'm not sure where they came from. So
you have a garage sale or something, right?
Yeah, I'm just going to donate a bunch of stuff. It's not even, I don't really have the time. I mean, I could try and post stuff on Craigslist or whatnot, but
But do you think, though, once you move back in, well, I mean, you're living there now, but I mean, once everything goes back in, or so you'll see all this empty stuff, you'll want to fill it again?
No, I hope not. I'm really trying to, you know, like, I was talking to you about, like, moving forward, like, with a lot less, you know, just the necessities. Because I do feel like, I just feel like all the clutter is really overwhelming. And it always has been for me. I don't like seeing clutter, but that's exactly it. It's always been hidden. I've always had it behind cupboards and stuff. So I've never had to really face it. But now that I'm seeing it, it's so overwhelming and it's really ugly and I just don't want to see it again. So I've made a vow to myself and Simone also too. We've all agreed, like, once we get all the new stuff in here, we just want to be as minimal as possible. Because right now there's no sense filling up the cupboards with all this, you know, like I have a juicer. Who uses juicers
Well, a lot of people use it.
Yeah, but from, like, the 90s juicer.
Mm.
It's just horrendous. I'm sure it's not, like, organically sound or something or whatever. But, I'm going to get rid of that.
Well, I'm one to talk because I'm looking where I'm sitting, my office here at home, and I've got a counter directly in front of me against the wall there where I've got bottles of liquor that I've gotten over the years.
Right.
And the boxes that the liquor came in, they're hanging out there as well.
Uh-huh.
And I easily could get rid of that, right?
See, yeah, exactly.
But I mean, the boxes look nice, though, don't you think?
I know, they do, and I agree. I have some bottles, empty bottles of alcohol that I've held on to just because they're kind of, you know, like mementos and they're nice bottles. But at the end of the day, they're just bottles and they need to go.
You get your 10 cents at the deposit for...
I should just cash them in. That would be a lot more worthwhile.
Yeah. What?
But I think it's, yeah, hoarding.
I guess we're at an age where I'm 34 and you're nearly 34, where, I mean, you know, these are the things you think about, I guess, right? How to declutter, simplify one's life. Isn't this what television shows on daytime TV are all about?
Yeah, for sure. And I took more of a, like, a metaphorical meaning from it of, like, you know, just simplifying life in general. Hmm. And just going forward with just, you know, the what I need and no more. I don't need any more than what I have in front of me here. And if not, I could use, you know, I'm due to get rid of some.
So. Well, you'll keep us up to date. Through
it's supposed to be about a month.
Yeah,
the renovation from beginning to end. So, yeah, we'll see in a month if I'm still even alive, because I feel like this shit's going to drive me nuts. I'm going to lose my mind. I'm not a messy person. So
that's probably why you haven't replied to my words with friends invite.
Oh right, yeah, no, that's probably exactly why. The words, I probably wouldn't have any great words to share.
Oh, I'm terrible at the game. But I played Scrabble over Christmas and I really enjoyed it. And so I like playing it on the computer.
Right.
And because you play at your leisure, right? So
yeah.
And so I've got like 8 games going and I'm playing with someone who's just tremendous at it. And she's a retired politician. And so... I've got like 70 points and she's got 284.
Oh my, give me a break.
We're not even a third through the game yet. And, but I mean, I even though I'm beating my brains out, I enjoy playing that. And so,
like I said, I think I'm going to add it again. I'm actually, picking up my phone to do that now because, you know what's funny about Words with Friends? Like, you're really confident in yourself when you're playing with somebody. Like, you know, when I play against my child, I feel really confident when I get, like, a high score.
Yeah.
And then I play with someone, like, against someone like you.
We've never played before, though. So
a long time ago, yeah.
Did we? Really? Okay.
We have. Oh, I remember, because it's devastating. You, Michael Kwan, it really lowers my confidence what that was once up there after I played with my child. So,
as you add Words with Friends on your phone, what about cable? Are you going to get rid of that?
Yeah, you know, I feel like I should. I don't see anything. How much do you actually watch on TV anymore?
Well, see, in my office here, I have basic cable. So I have, you know, the local channels, and then I have, like, Turner Classic Movies. That's all. I mean, talk about decluttering cable.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's all I really need. The local channels, I guess the BBC, CNN, Turner Classic Movies is a must. I must have that. And but in January or so, when HBO started their programs like Girls and Togetherness and now Veep, I had HBO put in, so I have that. Mm-hmm. I have the movie channels on there.
Yeah.
Because I need to watch those. So those are pretty much it. But you know, the local cable company Shaw here, they have Shaw on Demand, so I can watch sitcoms, for example.
Right, you were saying you really
on
like
demand.
That.
Yeah,
you
so like I mean, I'll watch Modern Family, or I'll watch Blackish, or stuff like that on demand. But again, I don't watch as much television as I did, say, 10 years ago or 20 years ago. And so I really don't need it.
Exactly. No. And that's what I'm saying. I don't watch, like, TV nearly as much as I used to. And when I do watch TV, it's, you know, like my typical Judge Judy and stuff. But if it weren't on, I could live without it.
Yeah, and if you were, I mean, most of us are seven, if we could find it online if we needed to.
Exactly. My thing is, you know, like the other night, I was up until godly hours. Because I do also have HBO, and in turn, I have all the movie channels and blah, blah. And I don't even need these movie channels because I don't often get to even watch a movie in full length. But it just happened to be this one night, I was actually really ready for bed. I was feeling pretty tired. And then I turned this movie on. And it was a foreign film. You know, foreign films can be a bit messed up sometimes, right?
Some of them, yeah.
Yeah, so this was one of those. It was a kind of a thriller. Not like a thriller, but, you know, like a suspense. It was weird anyway. So that movie kept me up. And then I ended up, you know, the whole time the movie's on, I'm laying down, and I'm like, "Hey, Jackie, you're going to go to sleep. It's a good movie, but you're going to fall asleep." But it kept me on kept me on the edge the whole time. So eventually I had to, like, get up and, you know, kind of relax a bit and put something on that was a little more soothing, if you will, because that just really didn't put me in a frame of mind to sleep. It was like 3 a.m.
Yeah.
It was just a crazy movie.
So you didn't find anything at 3 a.m.?
No, it was, I wouldn't have watched that on like a regular day. I just watched that because it was on.
Yeah.
But yeah, my point, I don't need cable.
Well, I mean, I watch movies and Netflix is very good for that. Because there's, you know, there's a million things on Netflix. So, I mean,
well, you know what?
And Netflix is cheaper than cable, isn't it?
It is.
I mean, you can't get basic cable for, say, $10 a month.
No, not anymore.
No.
God, no. No. But I do, you know, our friend Rosie, when I went to visit her a couple weeks ago, she has this thing called, it's a Google Chromecast.
And you watch it on your computer?
Yeah, well, it hooks up. It's like it's a USB hookup. You hook it up to your TV.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
And you can basically stream from your phone or any other device directly to your TV.
But you don't pay for that, though, do you?
No, you just pay for the device. Yeah. And then if you choose to have, you know, if you have Netflix, then you can pay for that.
Well, you,
so it's basically just turned your TV into a smart TV.
Well, try these things out and let us know. Because, I mean, I would still pay for the cable. I mean, because it comes with the internet too, doesn't it? So, I mean,
Well, you don't have to. You don't 2016, Joseph. You don't have to have cable and internet together anymore. Not 100.
Well, the other thing, too, is I added the movie channels, but I didn't add Fox News, and I should have.
So. Yeah, is that, well, isn't that, wouldn't that be in a whole other channel category?
Yeah, that's the other thing. Which I don't understand, because, you know, it's a news channel like CNN. I don't know why, and MSNBC. I don't know why they don't put them together.
Because they got to make your money.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
How else would they do it? They know that.
Yeah.
Silly.
Yeah.
Like, we have to split it up. God forbid we make them only pay for one.
Exactly, yeah.
So, I don't know if you saw, but I was on my Facebook this week. I kind of had enough of this whole transgender bathroom, whatever this topic is that we've been having for what seems like eternity now.
Well, yeah, I guess it came to the fore last week because the Obama government wants to, I guess they want to go to court with, I guess, North Carolina, I think, over this.
Right.
And so I didn't see what you post. What did you post on Facebook?
Well, I mean, the long and short of it is that I don't care where anyone pees, and I think that people need to start minding their business about where other people are peeing. I personally, my bladder doesn't discriminate, so I pee where I need to pee. If, you know, I don't freely walk into a men's washroom on a regular basis,
mm-hmm.
but I have gone into a men's washroom because the women's lineup was just way too long, and I needed to pee. It's whatever. I don't feel at any kind of risk knowing that there's a transgender peeing beside me.
Like a transgendered female in the women's washroom.
Either
with
or,
yeah.
I do not care. I don't.
Yeah.
I'm honestly just like, I'm going in there to do my business, and I'm done.
So
do I care what the next guy is or is even doing?
So you're fine then you go to some restaurants now where it's either there's no, like Ally McBeal, for example, their bathrooms, in their office. On that show, they were male-female bathrooms. They were gender neutral, I should say.
Yeah.
And you're fine with that?
Oh, I'm totally fine with that. I actually was telling somebody about how, you know, I'm testing out a new gym for this month. And at this gym, the new gym that I'm trying out, they have like a ladies-only section.
Mm-hmm.
My usual gym is men and like, men and women within the gym and the change rooms. Not change rooms, but we have individual washrooms,
mm-hmm.
and they're not labeled men or women. They're just bathrooms, right? Whereas this new gym I'm going to, it's a women's weight and workout section and a women's only change room. And I find, like, the first day I went to the washrooms there, pee all over every... I went into three different stalls, pee on every seat.
Hmm.
Like, that's disgusting and unacceptable.
Yeah, whether it's a female or a male doing that.
Men or women.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's some, you know, misconception or something, or that the women's washrooms are cleaner.
Yeah.
And that's not necessarily the case. I've gone to men's washrooms that are way cleaner, because most men are not using the stalls.
Again,
you know,
they're using the the British call them urinals.
The urinals,
yeah.
Yes. Garage.
Yeah.
But yeah, I have no problem. I remember being in Seattle at the outlet malls, and I had to go to the washroom so bad, and the lineup for the women's washroom was just ridiculous. And so I kept looking at the men's washroom, and guys were just going in, coming out. Going in, just doing their thing, coming out, just like it should be done. So I said, you know what? Screw it.
Yeah,
I just went in the men's washroom.
Yeah.
The guys kind of looked at me like, what the hell? Like, is she really doing this? And
yeah.
I really did it. I had to use the washroom. And I used the stall. I walked in. I was like, don't worry, I'm not looking. And I went to a stall, did my thing, and left.
But people are concerned about the transgender part because either for their safety or they're politically or philosophically against, say, someone being transgendered. And so did you see some of that, opposition to transgender or gender-free bathrooms on your Facebook wall regarding this post?
Well, there was more people that just brought up the fact that, you know, men are pervs and, man, I don't want to use the washroom with them, or, like, yeah, you know, men are gross. And
well, if it's it's not a man, it's a woman, right?
Well, that's the thing, and it's not about men or women per se. It's about a, you know, transgendered, and I don't think you wouldn't even know the difference, really.
Yeah.
You know? Not if you're minding your own business, anyway. If you're just going to the washroom, you shouldn't be worried about the guy that just walked in is a transgender or not. Who cares?
I guess this goes back to, like, people's ignorance back in, you know, the 80s.
Right.
You know, they think that someone who's transgendered is either diseased or gay.
Or, like, going to be a sexual predator.
Yeah, or something. Or, yeah, deviant, know? Or something like that.
Yeah,
and so
yeah,
that's why they're afraid.
Which is, like, so ludicrous.
Yeah, yeah.
Because now that, because I've never associated transgender to being a child molester. I've never associated the two, right?
Yeah.
And that's also a point that people try to bring up. Like I said, somebody posted something about a man attacking a child in the washroom, and it's like, that's completely irrelevant. So I don't know if they're implying that if a man's a man, regardless of them being transgender or not.
Yeah, which is ignorant.
Ignorant. And it's just as, like I said, to the point that the mother's a fool if she would let her little 8-year-old go to the washroom by themselves in a public area. Because I know I don't.
So here's the thing. Let's say, because I saw this on Louis, where he had to take his kid to the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
And so he didn't know where to take her, but he took her to the men's washroom, and it was gross and all that. If you had a son, say, what bathroom would you use? A woman's washroom, right?
Yeah, I wouldn't have a problem with that. I many times, you know, my brothers and I are quite far apart in age, so I spent a lot of time taking care of them. And I remember going out with my brother and bringing him into the ladies' washroom with me, because I just had, you know, I was a little hesitant to let him go to the men's washroom by himself.
Yeah.
And not because, oh, there's other men in there and there might be sexual deviance, but just because he's a kid and, yeah, I don't know what's in there, who's in there, or what, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, whatever. But the long and short of it is I think people should just stop being so ignorant to...
So what are you doing when you post these things? Are you arguing with these people, or are you just letting it go?
No, like, I won't argue with people anymore. Notice how I say anymore. Because, you know...
I don't really have those discussions on my Facebook wall. I guess I'm fortunate in that sense.
Well, yeah, you more post your observations and stuff. You're always... Well, you're on Twitter and stuff.
Yeah, so the tweets go to the Facebook
right.
And so it's the
so
same
they're
thing.
Not, your posts aren't ones really that require a response or anything, really.
Well, I notice I say things controversial, but and sometimes I'll get a comment or something like that, but they don't really, it doesn't initiate a discussion.
No, not like nothing crazy. And, you know, which have happened on mine, and I think we talked about this before, you know, and I've had to, like, not be friends with some people after, so,
yeah.
Which is fine, but, I just don't go there anymore, because it's useless, and my views are my views, and honestly, it's my page, and I don't give a shit what
it's Zuckerberg's page, I think.
Well, yeah, I guess it is his, but the space that he's renting to me for free is my free will to say and think what I want, so...
Well, I'll talk to you next week. I guess next week will be our last show for the spring, and we'll be back in the fall. So I'll talk to you then.
Oh, it will. That's great. So we'll have a great show, I'm sure, in store for next week. That's Two Peas in a Podcast for Monday, May 16th, 2016.
In Vancouver, I'm Joseph Planta.
And I'm Jackie Pierre. We'll be back in 7 days.